Diane and I both feel very powerfully that medication is one of the tools in your toolbox. It's in the toolbox of activating the brain. There are a lot of pieces in that toolbox: nutrition, exercise, sleep, water, all of those pieces, meditation, all of those pieces are part of the things, the strategies that we use long-term to activate the brain, and medication is one of them. And a lot of people with ADHD, probably most people with ADHD at some point in management will try medication. Some people love it and will stick with it. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like it and try something else. But most people will have some engagement with medication at some point in the process because it's been proven to be effective. It's been proven particularly to be effective in conjunction with parent behavior management training. And, in fact, the research shows that if you do parent training first, it can extend the time before you try medication and it can reduce the dose or the amount of medication needed. Because, and this is what Dr. Russell Barkley was just saying last week or so on an attitude webinar, because medication is a short-term benefit. The purpose of medication is not to fix the problem or to cure the ADHD. The purpose of medication is to make it easier to attend and inhibit impulses so that people can learn to manage their ADHD. And so if you do medication without management strategies, then as soon as you take away the medication, you're going to be back where you started. So the whole point of medication is to give you a short-term benefit so you can learn to put compensatory strategies and management strategies in place. As parents, that means we start by putting the strategies in place when they're younger, and then we begin to slowly teach them how to use those strategies and then how to choose those strategies for themselves. That's our sort of progression. That's the goal. And so whenever you're going to try medication, you want to be asking yourself, what am I trying to achieve with this medication? What's the goal here? You know, sometimes the goal is to make the kid, is to help the child be able to attend well enough in school to be able to not become a discipline problem or to absorb the material. Sometimes it's if you've got a really emotionally intense kid, we use medication to help them learn to manage their emotions. But you really want to be clear what's the change you're trying to see. And as Dr. Halliwell says, if you're seeing a lot of side effects and you're not really seeing enough of the benefit, the change you want to see, then it may make sense to stop it for a time, get some parent behavior training under your belt, which you're diving into now, and then when you're ready to revisit it, look at the issue of medication once you have a real clear idea of what you want it to achieve, what you're trying to do with it. But I think too often parents start off taking medication or putting their child on medication, but not really sure why or what they're trying to achieve.